I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Wednesday that more than 8,500 people have died in his country as a result of Monday's devastating earthquake that hit southeastern Turkey and northern Syria. That brought the overall total to 11,000 people since Monday's earthquake and multiple aftershocks. The president was visiting the city of Kahramanmaraş and said that 49,000 people were injured, more than 6,000 buildings brought down by the earthquake, which measured a 7.8 magnitude. The Syrian health ministry said the death toll in the government-held areas has climbed well past 1,200. Telling Republicans in Congress that they can work together and should finish the job when it comes to rebuilding the U.S. economy, U.S. President Joe Biden then talked about the Chinese suspected spy balloon shot down over the U.S. Saturday. He said he seeks competition, not conflict with China.
Okay. I found this on the web for the Syrian health.
Also, Mr. Biden says Congress should act to restore abortion rights.
Congress must restore the right that was taken away in Roe v. Wade and protect Roe v. Wade.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un lauded the irresistible might of his nuclear-armed military as he visited troops with his daughter to mark the 75th founding anniversary of his army. That's according to a state media account of his visit and its description of a speech Kim gave to encourage his troops. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is visiting Britain, his first trip to the UK since Russia's invasion began nearly a year ago. He's with King Charles right now after meeting with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak earlier and speaking to Parliament. During that speech, he renewed his plea for fighter planes for his pilots, who he calls kings.
Do everything possible and impossible to make the world provide us with modern planes to empower and protect pilots who will be protecting us.
Both Russia and Ukraine have running tallies of how many people have died in the latest fighting, which intensified within a 48-hour period. Zachary Goldman of Reuters has more.
The Ukrainian military said on Tuesday the previous 24 hours had been the deadliest of the war so far for Russian troops since Moscow launched its invasion almost a year ago. Ukraine increased its running tally of Russian military dead by 1,030 overnight. Reuters has been unable to verify that report, and Russia has also claimed to have killed large numbers of Ukrainian troops in recent weeks. But Kyiv's assertion that the fighting was the deadliest so far fits descriptions from both sides of an escalating campaign of intense warfare.
Once again, that was Zachary Goldman of Reuters. The U.S. Navy has shifted to an all-underwater search for pieces of the massive Chinese spy balloon a U.S. fighter jet shot down off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday. It is using sophisticated reconnaissance drones dubbed the Kingfish and the Swordfish to scour the ocean. U.S. officials say Navy and Coast Guard personnel have collected all they could of the balloon remnants that were floating on the surface. On Tuesday, they were using the drones to locate and map the debris field, and Navy divers were beginning to pull pieces from the ocean floor. Documents released Tuesday provide a scathing account of what authorities are calling the blatantly unprofessional conduct of five officers involved in the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop last month, including new revelations about how one of the officers took and shared pictures of the bloodied victim. The officer, Demetrius Haley, stood over Nichols as he lay critically injured from a police beating and took photographs, which he sent to other officers and a female acquaintance, according to documents released by the Tennessee Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission. Haley's lawyer declined to comment, and lawyers for the other four officers either declined to comment or could not be reached. From Washington, Diane Roberts, VOA News.